How do you judge when a teacher is doing a good job? You know it when you see it, right? Well, not so fast. Since September, New York City public schools have been using a new evaluation system that completely overhauls how principals and teachers assess performance in the classroom. WNYC's Beth Fertig visited a Manhattan middle school where she got an earful on how the new evaluation system has and has not been working.
To understand just how complicated evaluating a teacher can be, consider these numbers. Principals are supposed to make at least 4 classroom observations for every teacher, and they have to stay for at least 15 minutes. During these visits, they have to measure each teacher on 22 different competencies, which cover everything from lesson planning to classroom management.
So I get the book in front of me, and it's, you know, about 80 pages, and it's got a lot of description.
John Curry is principal of the Community Action Middle School on the Upper West Side.
And I look at each of these competency areas and look at the sheet where I made all my notes. And I use a highlighter.
Curry is lucky because he works in a small school with just 22 teachers, but it's pretty intense. I joined him recently while he was watching a 7th grade English class.
So what did you learn from number 2?
I explained it earlier. I said that
the subject of this observation is Noah Foster, a special education teacher who's been at the school for 6 years. He's co-teaching this class because it's got a mix of general education students and some with disabilities. Curry watches how Foster presses the students to think about a writing assignment based on a chart about student crime.
Careful, does the data say that kids are turning into criminals?
No.
No, it's not. So you need to be careful about what it's exactly saying.
Curry likes this exchange. He takes notes on his laptop. Good clarifying questions, he writes. But he also wants to make sure the kids understand the assignment. He asks a cluster of students if they know what type of essay they're supposed to write next.
Do you know what that's going to look like? Is it like many paragraphs or just a short one? Or
no.
Any idea?
I was going to be a few paragraphs.
Curry has led this school for 20 years, and he's used to watching his teachers. But until this year, the system wasn't so formalized. Teachers called the old observations drive-bys. Curry spends almost 2 full hours watching this double English period, far more than required. The next day, he meets with Foster.
I worry I rate the best teachers a little tougher on this one.
Curry is going over his checklist. He admits he's not sure whether to give Foster an effective or highly effective rating on his questioning and discussion techniques.
I don't know if anybody's gotten above an effective on this one.
That doesn't even bother me because I think that that's, if you go by what the rubric states, it's not highly effective. And
of the 8 different competencies Curry was watching, he winds up giving Foster highly effective on 6 and effective on 2. So he'll need to think about those later. After a year of complaints from principals, the union and the new mayor agreed to reduce this lengthy checklist. Instead of 22 competencies, they'll now measure 8. Both Curry and Foster like that change.
22, nobody's going to be able to master that in a way that they're going to be able to give real feedback.
It gets to be completely overwhelming. And then, in a way, I think it actually limits the conversation because you're so busy trying to hit all these competencies that you're not actually focusing on where the growth can happen. I value these conversations extraordinarily because I'm...
Classroom observations count for 60% of the teacher's rating. The remaining 40% comes from a combination of state and local test scores. In the end, each teacher will get one of 4 ratings, from ineffective to highly effective. Educators and politicians say this change was needed because teachers used to be rated only as satisfactory or unsatisfactory. And in New York City, more than 97% were satisfactory in recent years. But there's a downside to this new system. More tests.
I understand they want to find some quote-unquote objective way to rate teachers and their effectiveness, and clearly teachers should be held accountable, but this doesn't work.
But the observations are working, he said. He was able to learn more about which teachers needed help planning their lessons and how they could all use a hand in meeting the new standards around classroom discussions. Nonetheless, he thinks all his teachers are effective or highly effective. He'll just have to wait for those test scores to be released later this summer before giving their final ratings. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.